2 Kings chapter 3. And Joram the son of Achab reigned over Israel in Samaria in the 18th year of M. Jehoshaphat king of Judah. And he reigned 12 years. And he did evil before the Lord. But not like his father and his mother. For he took away the statues of Baal, which his father had made. Nevertheless he stuck to the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. Nor did he depart from them. Now Maasa, king of Moab, nourished many sheep. And he paid to the king of Israel 100,000 lambs, and 100,000 rams with their fleeces. And when Achab was dead, he broke the league which he had made with the king of Israel. And King Joram went out that day from Samaria, and mustered all Israel. And he sent to Jehoshaphat king of Judah, saying, The king of Moab is revolted from me. Come with me against him to battle. And he answered, I will come up. He that is mine, is thine. My people, thy people, and my horses, thy horses. And he said, Which way shall we go up? But he answered, By the desert of Edom. So the king of Israel, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom went, and they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey, and there was no water for the army, and for the beasts, that followed them. And the king of Israel said, Alas, 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 the Lord hath gathered us 3 kings together, to deliver us into the hands of Moab. And Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of the Lord, that we may beseech the Lord by him? And one of the servants of the king of Israel answered, Here is Elijah the son of Shaphat, who poured water on the hands of Elias. And Jehoshaphat said, The word of the Lord is with him. And the king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat king of Judah, and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elijah said to the king of Israel, What have I to do with thee? Go to the prophets of thy father, and thy mother. And the king of Israel said to him, Why hath the Lord gathered together these 3 kings, to deliver them into the hands of Moab? And Elijah said to him, As the Lord of hosts liveth, in whose sight I stand, if I did not reverence the face of Jehoshaphat king of Judah, I would not have hearkened to thee, nor looked on thee. But now bring me hither a minstrel. And when the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, Thus saith the Lord, Make the channel of this torrent full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, You shall not see wind, nor rain, and yet this channel shall be filled with waters, and you shall drink, you and your families, and your beasts. And this is a small thing in the sight of the Lord. Moreover he will deliver also Moab into your hands, and you shall destroy every fenced city, and every choice city, and shall cut down every fruitful tree, and shall stop up all the springs of waters, and every goodly field you shall cover with stones. And it came to pass in the morning, when the sacrifices used to be offered, that behold, water came by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water, and all the Moabites hearing that the kings were come up to fight against them, gathered together all that were girded with a belt upon them, and stood in the borders. And they rose early in the morning, and the sun being now up, and shining upon the waters, the Moabites saw the waters over against them red, like blood, and they said, It is the blood of the sword. The kings have fought among themselves, and they have killed one another. Go now, Moab, to the spoils. And they went into the camp of Israel. But Israel rising up defeated Moab, who fled before them, and they being conquerors, went and smote Moab, and they destroyed the cities, and they filled every goodly field, every man casting his stone, and they stopped up all the springs of waters, and cut down all the trees that bore fruit, so that brick walls only remained, and the city was beset by the slingers, and a great part thereof destroyed. And when the king of Moab saw this, to wit, that the enemies had prevailed, he took with him 700 men that drew the sword, to break in upon the king of Edom, but they could not. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall, and there was great indignation in Israel, and presently they departed from him, and returned into their own country.